In order to see pan-STARRS, it will require planning.
That's Adam Block with the Mount Lemmon Sky Center on the somewhat elusive nature of this comet. He says it'll be low in the western sky, but plainly visible through binoculars at about 6:50 this evening.
People really need to be outside right after the sun sets to see where it sets in the sky. The comet will be above where the sun sets and just to the left of the moon on Tuesday, and then the next night, it will be just a little bit higher up in the sky. This is going to be the best night because the moon will get too bright in subsequent nights and the comet will begin to dim.
Block adds that if you're having trouble spotting pan-STARRS, you may be looking too high in the sky. The comet was discovered in 2011 by astronomers in Hawaii using the Panoramic Survey Telescope and Rapid Response System, or pan-STARRS. The comet is thought to orbit the sun only once every 100 million years. It's not the only comet skygazers in the Tucson area will get to see this year. ISON will come to within 800,000 miles of the sun in late November and could put on quite a show in the night sky. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.